From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. President Obama is trying to sell his plan for changes in the nation's healthcare system today, in person, on the radio, and online. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Mr. Obama holds another town hall meeting devoted to healthcare in Colorado today. It's also the focus of his weekly address. In both venues, Mr. Obama is trying to make the case for expanding access to health insurance and controlling costs. He accuses opponents of using an old tactic of resorting to misinformation.
When President Kennedy and President Johnson were working to create Medicare, opponents warned of socialized medicine. Sound familiar? Not only were those fears never realized, but more importantly, those programs have saved the lives of tens of millions of seniors, the disabled, and the disadvantaged.
Mr. Obama defended the new proposal against widely debunked charges that it would put government death panels in charge of end-of-life decisions. He quoted a Republican senator who's called that accusation nuts. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Senator Jim Webb met with a military leader of Myanmar today. The BBC's Kim Gaddis says the Virginia Democrat is the highest-ranking American official to pay such a visit.
Senator Jim Webb is the first senior U.S. official to ever hold talks with Burma's leader, General Than Shwe. U.S. officials said the senator was not carrying a message from the administration, but before leaving, he was briefed by the State Department. Although the White House strongly condemned the sentencing of Aung San Suu Kyi, U.S. officials said the visit was also an opportunity to open lines of communication with Burma and convince the military rulers about the need for reform.
The BBC's Kim Gaddis reporting. There are reports Webb also met with opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi. The Nobel Prize winner was sentenced last week to an additional 18 months of house arrest for breaking the terms of her detainment. A car bomb exploded outside NATO headquarters in Kabul, Afghanistan today. Officials say 7 people were killed and at least 91 others were wounded. It was the most deadly attack in the capital in 6 months and comes just 5 days before Afghans go to the polls to elect a president. In the Gaza Strip, Hamas security forces attacked a mosque belonging to an Islamist group that allegedly has ties to Al-Qaeda. Hamas officials say 22 gunmen were killed, including the group's leader. The group is seeking to impose a stricter version of Islamic law than the Hamas government. A wildfire continues to grow in the Santa Cruz Mountains in California. It's burned close to 8 square miles since it began Wednesday. California Fire Captain Jeff Bellier says it will take some time to get the blaze under control.
Letting the fire just slowly consume all the fuel so that we have a good, easy fire's edge here to control.
Authorities have issued mandatory evacuation orders for 2 communities, affecting some 2,400 people. This is NPR News from Washington. Hurricane Guillermo gained strength in the Pacific Ocean today. It's now a Category 3 storm with sustained winds nearing 115 miles per hour. It's centered about 1,300 miles west of Mexico's Baja California Peninsula. Forecasters expect it will weaken later today as it moves over cooler water. The first named tropical storm of the Atlantic season formed today. Forecasters say Hurricane Anna could threaten the Leeward Islands by Monday. It was a volatile week on Wall Street. Stock prices ended the week on a down note. Steve Beckner of Market News International reports.
Stocks ended the week as they began it, losing ground and snapping a 4-week rally. After falling Monday and Tuesday, stocks had 2+ days, helped by an upbeat Federal Reserve economic assessment. But investors' worries were revived Friday when the Fed reported anemic industrial production, and a key consumer sentiment gauge fell more than expected, reinforcing the prior day's weak retail sales report. Doubts about consumer demand for goods and services pushed stocks lower by a more than 2-to-1 ratio on the New York Stock Exchange. The Dow Jones Industrials and the Standard & Poor's 500 fell more than 0.8%, while the NASDAQ Composite fell 1.25%. For the week, the Dow fell 0.5%. The S&P slid 0.6% and the NASDAQ 0.7%. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation closed another 5 banks yesterday, including Colonial Bank Group of Montgomery, Alabama, the largest bank failure this year, with 346 branches in 5 states. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.